Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Let on. That belfin got me back.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little Texas blues there. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Have a great visit with our good friend Marvin Brown, the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. And Marvin is helping us do that right now, how to make a good first impression. Marvin, let's talk about some techniques and some tips. But before we do that, I want to tell a story on myself. You know, you've heard all your life you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. I don't know if I've ever told you this story or not, but I called on a plant accountant when I was a young pup, and I was so full of everything. I knew everything. I was fast and quick and smart and trained, and I was ready to go. And this guy was probably 70 years old, end of his career, irascible, grumpy old guy. Mr. Keener was his name. I'll never forget it. And I went in there, and I just laid it on him, and at the end he stood up and he said, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." And I stood up. When he stood up, he showed me to the door.
My God.
And I walked around the corner and I said, "I think I may have messed up." And I thought for a minute and I turned around and went back and I knocked on his door. He says, "Yes, Jim, can I help you?" I said, "Mr. Keener, can I start over?" He said, "Yes, Jim, come in and have a seat."
You had a lot of guts.
I had his business for the rest of his life and my career there. But I went back and said, "Can I start over?" Because I knew I had messed up. But he did me a favor. He helped me. He gave me some tough love when he stood up and said, "Jim, you've certainly given me the business." I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was a long time ago.
Oh, no, you don't forget. No, when your ego is on the line like that, you don't forget, but you had the courage to rise above it. That's something that our audience should hear.
But I do think you can do that. I mean, if you got to be capable of self analysis, though, don't you? If you're gonna make good first impressions.
Oh yeah.
And it helped me with the next call. The next call I went on, I wasn't the same person. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure.
So you've got some tips on how to make a better good first impression. Some techniques.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about them.
Okay. The best way, in my opinion, to make a great first impression is not to concentrate on yourself. Take the burden off your shoulders. Concentrate on allowing the person you are meeting for the first time to know that they are making a great first impression and eventually have. And one of the things that I would urge you to remember is the expression, because you want these people to like you. Well, people like people who like them.
Right.
And so the first thing you should do when you meet someone for the first time is what I refer to as squaring off. Your shoulders should be facing their shoulders. Your body should not be twisted around, mm-hmm. Facing another way. In other words, live in the moment. This is the only thing that's going on the universe, you and meeting someone else. So you're shoulder to shoulder. And also, you follow what they call the proxemics. And the proxemics is a fancy word for the social distance that you stand apart from a person. Hmm. In some countries, it's 4 feet, which in our country is too long. But in many countries, you've got to stand 4 feet away from the person when you're speaking to them. Some countries, it's a foot. In our country, it's 3 feet. In other words, when you're meeting a stranger or something, or even an interview, you stand about three, and you'll know what it is. You'll know what 3 feet is.
All depends. It also depends on how loud you talk. But nobody likes a close talker, right? You don't want to be a close talker.
Oh, no. That's a very good tip. But you start at 3 feet, you shake someone's hands, even women today are shaking hands, and the big thing is to square off and make the eye contact. Don't look around the room. It's not a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you are shoulder to shoulder and you are standing 3 feet away, your inclination to look around the room is going to be less.
That's exactly right. There's nothing more distracting or insulting in a way than to be talking to someone and have their eyes diverting all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and people take it personally right away. I'm not interested. He's not. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking in an interesting way. He wants to get out of this conversation. But also, the next thing is to concentrate on eye contact, and that's not staring. That means it's just casually looking at the person's eyes.
Somebody told me one time to kind of focus on their nose.
You can look on their...
If you kind of
around, right. You look at the nose, you go to their cheekbone. Right, but you do... So that's not staring. And by the way, one thing is you don't have to worry is that when people talk, often they do this. They're talking, but they look down. And mm-hmm. the reason why is because the brain doesn't allow people to think of two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're talking to you and looking at you, they're literally doing two things at the same
time. It's hard for them to do it. Hey, Marvin, I need your website again, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, it's,
How to meet and talk to anyone.net, right?
Yeah.
That it? Hey, Marvin, good job. Come back soon.
We done?
Yes, thank you for being here. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.